Depending on how old you are, birthdays mean different things. And depending on where you live, a birthday brings different gifts. Commentator Martha Ann Overland, who lives in New Delhi, says that was one of the first things she learned when she moved to India.
The day a friend's mother turned 90, despite the auspicious number, there were no plans for a birthday party. Instead of cakes and streamers, gifts and champagne, there was boiled milk. I was summoned to the family home to help brew gallons of milk and sugar over a hot fire. When the last of the liquid reached a pitch froth, we lugged buckets of it into the car. It was also my birthday, so it was expected that I would come with the family to a nearby Hindu temple where street children scrounge for food. So the grandmother and I, separated by 50 years and a common tongue, handed out cups of hot milk to the long lines of children until the last sweet drops were gone. This was our birthday present, hers and mine. But perhaps the most touching and lasting gift was the one given to my daughter on her first birthday. On the day Nina turned a year old, my neighbor unexpectedly dropped by to bring her a gift. "I found Nina the perfect present," she said, "but I have to warn you, it's a lot of money." I was startled by such generosity from someone I barely knew. I assured her that gifts were completely unnecessary. After all, Nina was only a baby. "Oh," said my neighbor, "it's not for her, it's from her. She's buying a weaving loom." Now I was completely lost, but being new to India and desperate not to offend her, I did as I was told and found myself writing a rather large check. As I filled in all the blanks, my neighbor explained that in India, especially on a first birthday, it's customary to give a gift rather than receive one. We were to make the offering. Perhaps the custom had come about because so many children in India never lived to see this day, she said. As a way of showing gratitude, families, no matter how poor, make a gift of grain, of rice, or of money to those even more in need. My neighbor explained that she had recently been to a school in the mountains that trains older girls from desperately poor families to weave carpets. These girls are given a skill and, more importantly, their economic independence, which no one can ever take away. At the end of their six-month apprenticeship, they return to their villages and they are given a loom to take with them. My neighbor said she was also buying a loom, but the school was in need for more. As she took my money, she said this loom would be from Nina, given in her name. That was Nina's gift. My daughter turned 4 today. I am blowing up balloons and hanging streamers to get ready for her first real party. But as I do every birthday, I think about that loom and the girl, now a young woman in her village, weaving a life for herself and a future for her family. And I know it is still the best gift Nina has ever been given.
Commentator Martha Ann Overland lives in New Delhi, India.